Words of Sri Aurobindo, the object of integral yoga. The object of the yoga is to enter into and be possessed by the divine presence and consciousness, to love the divine for the divine's sake alone, to be tuned in our nature into the nature of the divine, and in our will and works and life to be the instrument of the divine. Its object is not to be a great yogi or a superman, although that may come, or to grab at the divine for the sake of the ego's power, pride, or pleasure. It is not for moksha, though liberation comes by it and all else may come, but these must not be our objects. The divine alone is our object. To come to this yoga merely with the idea of being a superman would be an act of vital egoism which would defeat its own object. Those who put this object in the front of their preoccupations invariably come to grief, spiritually and otherwise. The aim of this yoga is, first, to enter into the divine consciousness by merging into it the separative ego. Incidentally, in doing so, one finds one true individual self, which is not the limited, vain and selfish human ego, but a portion of the divine. And secondly, to bring down the supramental consciousness on earth to transform mind, life and body. All else can be only a result of these two aims, not the primary object of the yoga. The only creation for which there is any place here is the supramental, the bringing of the divine truth down on the earth, not only into the mind and vital, but into the body and into matter. Our object is not to remove all limitations on the expansion of the ego, or to give a free field and make unlimited room for the fulfillment of the ideas of the human mind or the desires of the ego-centered life force. None of us are here to do as we like, or to create a world in which we shall at least be able to do as we like. We are here to do what the divine wills and to create a world in which the divine will can manifest its truth, no longer deformed by human ignorance or perverted and mistranslated by vital nature. The work which the sadhak of the supramental yoga has to do is not his own work for which he can lay down his own conditions, but the work of the divine, which he has to do according to the conditions laid down by the divine. Our yoga is not for our own sake, but for the sake of the divine. It is not our own personal manifestation that we are to seek, the manifestation of the individual ego freed from all bounds and from all bonds, but the manifestation of the divine. Of that manifestation, our own spiritual liberation, perfection, fullness is to be a result and a part, but not in any egoistic sense or for any egocentered or self-seeking purpose. This liberation, perfection, fullness too must not be pursued for our own sake, but for the sake of the divine.